We've just renamed the church. But it's a day of deep significance in our journey as a church family. Today, Micklefield Elim Christian Fellowship becomes Elim Freedom Church. Today, we declare a renewed identity and a fresh anointing for this body of believers and for the mission that God has given us to our community. This name change is more than a title. It is a calling from heaven. It's a reminder of God's promises, and it's a declaration of faith of what is yet to come. Now, this church has been around for 60 years.
Wow.
So a new name doesn't mean that we're just ignoring the last 60 years. What it means is it's a new name, but we are rooted in the old path. Our journey as a church has deep roots, and those roots are valuable. For years, we have been Micklefield Elim Christian Fellowship, a place where lives were changed, families were strengthened, and the word of God was honored. God has been faithful to us so far, blessing our ministry and helping us to plant seeds of hope and grace in the lives of many people. But now, just as God called Abraham and Sarah by new names to signify a new season, He is now calling us by a new name, and that is Elim Freedom Church. In the Bible, names have significance. Jacob became Israel, Abram became Abraham, and Saul became Paul. This is not just a rebranding. It's an invitation to walk into the promises and purposes that God has for us, embracing our role as a place where people will find freedom in Jesus Christ. In the book of Isaiah, the Lord declares, "I will give you a new name." This new name signifies a divine shift, an appointed season, a new chapter, and today we step into that new appointed and anointed chapter for this church.
Amen.
Freedom.
Amen.
Freedom is the heart of our new name. As Elim Freedom Church, we stand on the foundation of freedom, the freedom that comes from Jesus Christ alone. The book of Galatians 5 verse 1 says in the Bible, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." This is our mission. We are not here to simply do church as usual. Say it again. We are not simply here to do church as usual. We are here to proclaim freedom to those held captive by sin, addiction, brokenness, and despair.
Amen.
Got it? Today, we consecrate this building, yes, but we also consecrate ourselves. May we become a church that reflects God's heart of liberation. Let us be a community where people find freedom from the lies of the devil, freedom from their past mistakes, and freedom to pursue a life of hope, joy, and purpose in Jesus Christ. Elim Freedom Church is not just a name. It's a mission. It's a declaration of what God can and will do in the lives of His people. And this leads to consecration, which means setting apart for God's glory. To consecrate means to be set apart. And today, as we declare this place, Elim Freedom Church, we are setting it apart as holy ground. But as Joshua stood before the Lord at the threshold of the promised land, we stand here at the threshold of a new era, saying, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
Amen.
Let us consecrate this place and ourselves before the Lord.
Amen.
So I want you, if you will, to join me in a prayer of setting apart, of declaration, of consecration. Let's pray and offer ourselves and this building to the Lord. It's going to be up there. I'm going to say the line and you can repeat it after me. All right. Shall we stand and do this? Dear Father, we come before you with humble hearts. We consecrate this building as Elim Freedom Church. A sanctuary for worship. A house of healing.
A refuge for the lost.
And a wellspring of hope for the broken. May your presence dwell here. Filling every corner with your peace and power. May every person who enters these doors encounter your love and find freedom in Christ. Lord, make us bold witnesses of your grace. And let this church shine as a beacon of light in our community. We set this church and ourselves apart for your holy purpose. Amen. Please be seated. But there's something that we need to do. We need to step into purpose with boldness. Now that we are consecrated, it's time to ask, what does this new name require of us? We're getting to the difficult bit now. The Lord is calling us to be intentional, to actively seek out those in need of freedom. Did you hear that?
Yes.
To actively seek out those in need of freedom and to be a bridge of love and hope in our community. A bridge of love and hope in our community. This is our mission field. As part of Elim Freedom Church, you are called to live in freedom and share this freedom with others. Every hand you shake, every conversation you have, and every prayer you pray is an opportunity to minister God's love and healing to others. Let us be a church known not only for our name, but for our actions. Actions that break chains, bind up the brokenhearted, and set those captives free. In Matthew 28:19, Jesus gave us the Great Commission. He said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." This is not just a suggestion from Jesus, but it's a command from Him. As Elim Freedom Church, let's be a place where disciples are made, where faith is built, and where freedom is found. So I invite you to participate in this vision that God has given me. Finally, let us remember that God's mission requires our partnership. We are not spectators in this vision. We are participants. So let's stand together in unity with one purpose, to share the freedom of Christ with all who seek it. We are Elim Freedom Church and we exist to make the name of Jesus known and to bring His love to everyone that we encounter. As I close this afternoon, let us invite the Holy Spirit to come and seal this moment. And I ask you to stand again and pray with me. You can repeat after me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this new name, Elim Freedom Church. And for the purpose you have set before us. Anoint us, guide us, and use us. Fill this place with your presence. so that every life touched by this ministry would experience the freedom you can only give. Go before us and make the path clear. Bless your people and bless this church for your glory and your kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. So let us go from here today. Let us go from here today. Let us go in the power of God. And let us serve others faithfully in our community as Elam Freedom Church. I stand here knowing what freedom is because I, as you men, you all know my story, was captive and bound up by chains because of choices I made, because of sin, and because of what other people put on me. I know the value of freedom in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The fact that I'm standing here this morning, this afternoon, a testimony that what we're talking about here, what I've just been talking about, is real. And it's accessible for each and every single one of you. You are good enough. You're not too far gone down the line that Jesus cannot reach out his hand and pull you back. It doesn't matter how bad a mistake you've made. I made terrible mistakes. I told Peter about one this morning. His eyes almost his eyes almost popped out of his head. He went, whoa! Right? But look what God has done. And he can do it for every single one of you. You know, Will. Yeah? He can do it for you, but you've got to surrender. Stephen, you can do it for you, Jez, Nick, all of us. We just have to come to him and say, Lord, I want this freedom. I want to serve you. Would you take me as I am? And reveal yourself afresh to me, not in the way that the world has told me and mocked me, but in not religion, but in relationship. We're not religion here. We're relationship. A relationship with Jesus Christ who enables us to have relationship with each other. We need to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen.